This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Floating Horror.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This contains a pretty good sentence.
A lot of really good sentences.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Cracking open like a pod, druzing a quivering, queasy bladder. Cheesy bladder.
Yep. A quivering, cheesy bladder.
I would eat that.
like some kind of weird, like, so some kind of just weird, like haggis.
Yeah, gastrointestinal, like we're gonna serve your cheese as a form of quivering bladder.
Yeah,
you know.
I love the verb druzing. That's absolutely not a word.
That means.
But yeah. I mean, it's a combination. Drooling and oozing. This whole thing. So this is by A.A. Atanasio from the Star Pools. This and like everything is described as rotting food. So we have here carrying with it, so running off at the sides, carrying with it a bed of pearls, shiny curdled clods of milk, thick clusters of eggs. I'm here for it because there's a huge amount of specificity here that is really revolting in a way that you do not actually get in a lot of like this level of detail is like anathema to a lot of like cosmic horror kind of stuff.
Yeah. I just want there to be something good inside a bladder for once, because typically I think that they are like a really bad pinata.
I mean, most bladders that you find only contain like one thing, right?
Yeah, and that thing is bad. But cheese.
What if cheese?
What if instead of peeing urine, it was just blue cheese?
I mean, just came out like you know, cheese whiz, like.
Yeah, but like old world style, like a little ragu, like a little thicker.
Yeah.
You know, old world style.
That's a Hospitalethulu.
Horrible.
Yeah, Kurt, just what you doing? I'm just out here curd popping.
Yeah, just pop it. Do you mind if I go pop a curd in your yard? There's a line for the bathroom.
We haven't talked about what this is.
Yeah, it's a big floating pile of cheese and a delicious sack, dude.
Yeah.
We got this. And there's not as so much more to it. It's like it's a big
stinky thing that floats. Yeah, yeah. It's a big gross jellyfish, has lots of tendrils and stuff going off of it. This is an avatar of Nyarlathotep that specifically like voodoo cults will summon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird because I don't associate voodoo cults with like big cheesy sacks.
Yeah, with big fromage amoebas.
Especially since Baron Samedi, not too long ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the voodoo cult, you know, if they're worshiping multiple Nyarlathoteps and one of them is, you know, essentially like the Blooming Onion but for cheese, and one of them is Baron Samedi, that tells me there's a schism in the voodoo verse.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.